ZB.
It's coming up 25 past six, and Mark Riggle of Milford Asset Management is with us. Evening, Mark.
Good evening, Heather.
So on this business with Z Energy, right, this week we've seen them sign a binding scheme with Ampol for the takeover offer. As a result of that, is it likely that Kiwi investors are going to lose yet another company on the NZX to invest into?
It does look that way. It's probably worth pointing out there's some regulatory hurdles that will still be needed to overcome. So it's probably going to take 6 months or so before we know the final answer to that question. But it does, I think, that there is a good chance we're going to lose a top 50 company to invest in. And on that note, I think it's worth remembering back to last week where two eagerly anticipated IPOs for investors, Vocus and 2Degrees, were both pulled in favour of a merger between those two companies. And you know, as investors, having a mobile and fixed telecoms business listed on the index would have been fantastic in terms of the diversity of businesses to invest in. So that's disappointing as well. You know, it still might come back as an IPO later, but it might take some time as well.
Yeah, I mean, it has been a bit of a bummer for Kiwi investors for a while now, right? The strain of investable businesses. Is this a global or is this a local problem?
Well, you know, it's still firmly a local problem. So if you look over the ditch in Australia, this year there's been over 100 new listings and only three in New Zealand. There's about 8 1 billion plus IPOs going through the process in Australia, so no shortage there. And in New Zealand, you know, it's been a litany of companies leaving. Diligent, Trade Me, MetLife Care, Zero, all leaving due to takeover or listing elsewhere. And it's not a demand problem. You know, we've got loads of investors in New Zealand, KiwiSaver investors, and, of course, newly minted Jersey's investors. But the problem seems to be that New Zealand companies prefer alternatives to the New Zealand exchange for capital or liquidity requirements.
Mark, what are the implications then for those investors who are looking for attractive companies to invest in?
Well, investing is all about supply and demand. And you know, we know in New Zealand that there's plenty of demand, you know, either indirectly via KiwiSaver or directly via those trading platforms. Strong demand and fewer companies to invest in means that the rest of those companies have a pretty high valuation, i.e. I'm saying that in the New Zealand share market looks quite expensive as a result. That's not really going to change anytime soon. But for investors who can look elsewhere, there's often better bargains outside of New Zealand. And that ultimately means that Kiwi savings are increasingly diverted offshore in search of better returns, as opposed to providing capital to New Zealand businesses.
Yeah. Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Mark Riggle, Milford Asset Management. Heather Duplessis.